Good day. Welcome to Music and Royalties Explained. My name is Kimali, and I'll be your host. If it is your first time on this channel, please consider subscribing, like, share, and leave your comments below. I remember the first time releasing a song. I never knew about performance royalties, mechanical royalties, neither did I know about publishing. So, the only thing I know was that I was about to release my music with a distributor and I would be getting paid. After a few years studying music, I came across all the necessary information to triple my earnings. How can I go along knowing what I know without sharing? And that brings us to the main reason why I'm here today, to share this information with you. As a musician, getting serious about your musical work in a more legal term is very important. However, firstly, you will have to come to terms with the fact that there are two types of musicians, songwriters or composers and performing artists. These two types of musicians hold two similar copyrights. Songwriters hold the rights to the lyrics and melody of a piece of music, while performing artists hold the rights to a specific part of a song, which is referred to as the master recording. However, a songwriter can also be the performing artist of his song. Thinking about the world we live in with so many different ways of being entertained by music is endless. That being said, tracking a song that has been used for various reasons can be a very difficult task. Because of this, songwriters and recording artists in most cases assign their rights to a third party for them to manage or for management. Copyrights for a song lyrics and melody are assigned to a music publisher, while master recordings are assigned to a label. Now, this leads us to the big question. What are performance royalties? Performance royalties are paid by performing rights organizations to songwriters and publishers of a song, whether their song is broadcast or performed in public. These royalties come from blank check license fees paid to performing rights organizations by businesses who broadcast a music. Examples are radio, TV stations, live venues, restaurants, and bars. Whenever you're strolling on the beach and you see a small restaurant or bar with music playing, that music is earning money for the persons who wrote it. Any person who wants to play music within their business environment will have to pay for a license in order to do so.
Thank you for watching.
If the information that was shared was valuable to you, please consider watching our previous video on mechanical royalties. We'll see you in the next video.